nation has
there are four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline in the dollar,
for lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street,
too big to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. Economy.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is Money Talks.
Good morning. This is Money Talks. I'm Bill Lako, along with Troy Harmon, Matt Haynes, Dr. Gene. Gene, big announcement today.
Oh, what?
I'm running for president. I just thought I'd get in with, you know, like the 400 million.
Everybody else is. I mean, why not?
And when we introduce you, this is Bill Lako, who's the general manager of my operation over there. And,
oh, now I got demoted. I got demoted.
GM. I love it.
And presidential candidate.
Yeah.
Yes.
We didn't say for what presidency, but I'm
Al Sharpton, you know, my God.
So selling May and go away, even though it's June?
Well, it's up, what, 2.5% or
since May?
Well, no, that's year to date. 2.7 year to date.
Well,
but no, since the end of May, we're down 0.5%. And that's a solid, what, 5 days now? Yeah.
Is there a trend?
I guess. Well,
it's June, right?
That's what
happens in June.
Exactly. I have an intern that seems to make the market go down every time that he shows up in the room.
Well, so we might need to fire him.
Maybe fire that's him. The problem. He's only started at the end of May, believe it or not.
Uh-oh.
How about that?
There you go.
Which one, is that Carlos?
That's Carlos, yeah.
He's a good golfer, though.
Well, he's from Spain.
He is from Spain.
He is a stick, you're right.
So, you know, I mean, that economy's gone to hell.
He keeps trying to encourage me to short the market. I'm not sure what's with it.
All right, so what...
We got lots of news. Personal income actually reaccelerated in April. It was up 0.4%, which is, not the best, but relative to other recent economic news, it's surely positive. But basically, the savings rate sapped up all the money that anybody increased in their earnings. And this is one of the things that we've been looking at lately. Mm-hmm. We've talked about oil prices are cheap and the consumer didn't consume, and now they're getting more money and they're saving it.
Everybody was talking, the gasoline price thing, and then
right.
we talked about it at the time. Remember when it was at the bottom?
That's right.
And people weren't going to go out and spend that money. They
That's
knew
right.
gas was going to go back up eventually,
right.
and they had a big can base their thing on that. And sure enough, gas is up. It's not up.
That's right.
We're still what, a buck or better, cheaper than last year. But at the same time, it seems like it's really hard to get a fix on what's going on with the consumer.
But what's wrong with saving?
There is nothing.
No,
absolutely nothing wrong with saving. Yep.
Well, everybody keeps waiting on the economic growth, right? And if the spending's not there,
exactly.
70%. Is it sentiment?
Well, my suspicion is if you put some of these people back to work, you might get to spend.
No, there it is. Well, wages haven't increased yet, right? The increase in wages.
Well, they went up
in
a little short run, but they're basically flat. Personal income is flat over the last 10 years, and there's a great degree of disparity between income groups.
No, absolutely.
The haves and the have-nots.
Not to be seen since 1970.
Everybody's talking about it. And the number one thing, of course, is that they're talking about having a permanent underclass, and whose fault's that? Well, the bottom line is if they don't want to go to school, they don't want to behave, and they want to get out in the real world when they're 18, and maybe they got a degree. I mean, they pass high school, they go out there, and reality hits.
Yeah.
If you don't study and work hard in high school and stuff like that, and that goes for it. That's not being a racist. I'm just talking about in general.
Well,
kids who do poorly in high school and don't graduate or drop out are doomed. They, in the past, the disparity between somebody who graduated from college and who didn't graduate from high school was relatively large. But back when I grew up, you could go work for Ford Motor or General Motors.
Oh, sure.
You could be a tool and die worker. You could be a welder. I mean, all sorts of things. And that wasn't looked down on by anybody. And make a doggone good living. I lived in Detroit, which was very active during that period of time.
Yep.
Speaking of how things change.
No doubt.
Wow.
Well, and one other change, too. You talk about folks that are just launching into a new career. They're doing it with a whole lot of debt from college, too.
Yeah.
And you wonder how much, this benefit from gasoline and increased savings and the other thing is being considered so that they can pay down some of the debt that they're carrying.
Well, you know, gasoline was important when you lived in the suburbs. What happens if you live in town?
Well, that's right. It's true.
And there's a lot of different demographics. There's a lot of things going
on.
Cultural
shift that's happened. That's
right. I think number one is that all the polls show that a majority, like 60-70% of the people in the United States, don't think we're out of a recovery, have not been doing well, and don't look to the future with a whole lot of hope.
That's right.
That's true.
You know, and when you get those kind of numbers, geez, that's almost as many people who don't believe the Clintons. You're not laughing.
It's hard for a presidential candidate to laugh.
He's got to be careful. He's got to manage his responses a little bit.
I'm running for the HOA.
All right. Manufacturing actually ticks up.
I didn't say Democrats. We have a lot of clients who are Democrats. But if you're going to vote for Hillary,
listen, it's hard to be positive when honestly, man, all you see out of your leadership is beating on each other.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. Why don't we just do an MMA in Congress and let's get it over with? You know what I'm saying?
Folks choked out.
Well, I'm just saying, some of the old guard might,
right.
Time to quit being a drain on society.
Yeah, quick, let's get through it. All right, national employment.
Yeah,
rebounded a bit.
It did. This is the ADP number, so it's not the official, but we are over 200,000. First time in three months, I guess, that we finally bounced back over 200,000. If you look, goods producing or manufacturing type jobs only added 9,000 of those 201. Mm-hmm. So, we've got other numbers on here, manufacturing and factory orders. Manufacturing was up a little bit in May. But factory orders seem to show a bit of a decline, I believe.
Yeah, well, another thing that's going on that we don't have in our notes here, something like that. What's going on is the corporations are investing their money in stock buybacks.
That is true. Yeah,
we talked about that last week.
Yeah, it's a smart move for a company to borrow money at 3% for 150 years.
That's right.
And go back and buy some shares. And the capital restructuring is where all the corporate money is going. Not all, but
there's a
vast majority of it. And hence, capital investment is really an all-time low percentage-wise.
Yeah, we looked at the research and development relative to revenue since 2004, just recently. And if you look at 2009, we went from about 3.85% of all revenues going back into R&D. It's fell by 1%. And it's pretty much across the board, and it's been flat from 2009 until through 2014, even into the first quarter of 2015.
So what does that tell you?
The one thing I can say is the share buybacks are not the only factor at work. We do see revenues increasing slightly, but we see earnings actually improving too, and that's overall earnings, not earnings per share.
But earnings have been growing faster than sales.
Okay? Absolutely.
Significantly faster, which means is that they're not putting money back into the business.
Getting leaner.
Okay, absolutely. They're getting leaner. They're not investing in human capital.
Right.
They'd rather invest in a robot to say, do you want a large fries with that?
Yeah.
You don't laugh.
That's true.
You're going to have a kiosk up there that's going to take your order. And that'll be it. I don't know if it'll be McDonald's or whatever, but.
Well, look at Bank of America, right?
Yeah. There's one. I went in there this morning. I get a check every quarter for being a good guy.
A drain on society.
The way he characterizes that, by the way.
That's from the board.
For all he's contributed all these years.
No, that's the board of directors.
I got that lecture yesterday.
The board of directors. Anyhow, I went in there, and there's one teller. Used to be four. And they have a little thing over in the corner that you can talk to somebody.
Yeah.
I don't know where he is, but he's pleasant enough.
But he'll speak if you pick up the...
A guy ran me through it last time. Of course, I'm never going to do it myself.
Sure.
But you're right.
Well, and the transaction volume in the branches doesn't justify staffing it anymore. Not enough people come in. It's all on their phone.
A phone?
It's all on a kiosk. I mean, it's the type of technology you use.
You can do that on a phone? Banking?
Rumor has it.
All right. Well, it is somewhat unsettling that companies seem to have more opportunities to buy their, or at least the management feels like there's more opportunity for their growth in buying their own stock.
Yeah, I don't necessarily view that as a
negative. Or buying another company.
No, I don't either. Right, acquisition. I would be
that's
all about
that. Drop, yeah.
Right. But, you know, it's one of those things that you have to sit and scratch your head. Every company in the world that's buying back shares cannot have their price so undervalued that it's so attractive. There's more to it than that right now, I think.
And I want to talk just quick one more little bit about the housing market.
Okay.
And that is, even in cities where the overall housing values have gone up, they're very selective within that city.
Oh, sure.
There are areas in which they did. Portland was one of them they did. They did New York City. They did Chicago. And there's whole areas of Chicago that are up 7, 8, 9%, you know, all that sort of stuff like that. And there's whole areas that's down 20%.
Yeah. Atlanta's even that way.
Yeah, we see
that. Yeah. South side of Atlanta. Yeah, still.
You pick your school district.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. The school district matters.
And these folks are underwater in their house.
That's right.
And they're the most precarious in terms of they lose their jobs and they can't make the payments. And
oh, look, there are still values in real estate. I don't want to come up. I mean, we do this now and have for several years. There's still plenty of good values. You got to work a little bit harder to find them, and you got to be willing to put a little sweat equity into it.
I'm telling you right now, you can find a great house for, let's say, a young couple with two young kids, a three-bedroom, two-bath, living room, dining room, family room, nice
grand.
Home.
Easy, right out here.
Right out here in a great school district for about $150 grand.
Yeah. Now you got to put, you know, you have to put a little bit of work in.
Spend some time, effort, and energy.
Yeah, but I mean, the bones are good, the structure's good. You don't have to put new plumbing in the house or new wiring or anything else like that.
Absolutely.
Man, that's incredibly cheap.
Sure is.
If you put a house like that somewhere in Boston.
Well, especially
a million
when you're talking
and a half
about,
dollars.
Oh, that's true.
Especially when you're talking about a 30-year fix, it's still, while it's over four now, it's just barely. I mean, you're talking about cheap money to borrow.
Yeah.
It wasn't as cheap as that 3.5% we got.
Oh,
that's true.
There was a
who buys Apple debt? Who buys a 100-year bond? Yeah. Who buys that?
Yeah. Insurance companies.
All right. Well, I get that. They're matching liabilities.
They've got to do something with it.
Right. I don't know. I guarantee you there are listeners right now who think that's a good deal.
No,
they're going to be hating it.
They're none of our clients.
They're not our clients, but they're listeners. They're going to be our clients.
And they think 1% is a good deal?
No, buying a 100-year bond from Apple paying 2%. I mean, I'm being exaggerating a little bit.
Well,
they issued 30-year bonds.
Yeah, they didn't struggle to sell it.
No, they didn't. They were oversubscribed.
That's right. Now, interest rates go up a half a point. The value of that bond is what?
It's going to get killed.
Yeah.
Kicked around a bit.
What are some of these signals telling us? So if a company is not reinvesting in manufacturing,
R&D,
plant and equipment, whatever you want to call it, and they're buying back their shares, so what happens when interest rates go up? And the inflation rears its head, because the one number I'm curious about is you got all these major corporations now giving pay raises.
Sure.
That's eventually got to affect cost of goods.
Unless you increase productivity, and that's probably what's going to – if interest rates go up, you can't blame businesses today. If Apple can go out – and borrow.
I'm not saying that.
Some at 1 or 2%, they do. Then they're absolutely foolish not to borrow that money and then pay it back by buying shares of stock back. But when interest rates go up, they're in a catbird seat now. They've already capitalized. Mm-hmm. Now what they can do is take that money and go invest it, buy plant and equipment. That's the time you buy plant and equipment, because you're exactly right. Wages are going up.
Right.
How am I going to stop wages? Automation, etc. Yep. It'll come back to that. But people will be screaming all over the place, except our clients, because, a house has cost 8% interest to buy a house. And our clients will be going, oh, my God, I'm getting 6% out of 30 years. Thank you, Lord. Am I right?
Yes. Yes. But what happens to the real estate market when it costs 8% to buy a house?
Oh, well, you know it's going to slow down at least.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. At least.
It's going to be hard to buy that $1 million house.
Yeah, well. Don't view your house as an investment.
Mm-hmm. That's all right, good. We're going to stop here for a quick break. Don't touch that dial.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.